Kaczynski. A Lithuanian woman says she has been raising three pumas in her three-room apartment after fearing for their lives at the local zoo. Rasha Veliuk, a 23-year-old volunteer at the zoo in Klaipeda, a Baltic Sea port town, says she took the cubs home 4 months ago after their mother began neglecting them. The pumas, also known as mountain lions or cougars, are named Kipsa, Gipse, and Kindi. Veliuk says they eat a lot of chicken and get along well with their East European shepherd dog. There is no Lithuanian law barring keeping the animals at home, and the zoo did not object to Veliut's actions. But Veliut told reports Friday that the pumas have grown too fast and will likely return to the zoo this summer. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from Galaxy Comics Games and More, your dart and disc golf supply headquarters. 925 Clark Street, downtown Stevens Point. Phone number 715-544-0857.
In Central Wisconsin weather, it's 29 degrees outside. I'll have the top five teams, the point values from Hour 35, and question one of Hour 37 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
What's up, Doc? This is Dan Neckar.
And Manboy.
From 90 FM. Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Well, you know, the first thing I do when I wake up in the morning is I pour myself a nice tall frosty glass of Budweiser before I do stuff like that. So hang on a minute. All right, let's do this dance. What you got for me, sir?
What's your team name?
My team name is Shakupi on Rice.
Can you tell me a little bit about that, where you got it from?
Well, you see, we live on Rice Street with a lot. We just put shit in front of it. There you go.
What's the worst mistake a man can make in his life?
Oh, boy. I said, have you ever gambled on a fart and lost?
Bugs Bunny once said, ain't I a stinker? Who's the biggest stinker on your team and why?
Oh, that's gotta be me. I got asked at last.
When's the last time you showered? Be honest.
Last time I showered, I peed into a fan. Don't do that.
Describe the smell of your headquarters.
Stale cheese, a little bit of...
Can you give us your best Porky the Pig impersonation?
Give me a Budweiser, Jack.
What's the heaviest thing you had to lift in preparation for trivia?
My ball.
If the moon were made out of only one food item, which food item would you want it to be made out of?
Well, hell, if the moon was made out of one item, it'd have to be spare rib. I'd put mustard and relish and barbecue sauce all over it. It'd be delicious.
What's the tastiest radio station this side of the universe?
90 FM, baby.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Dan Neckar.
And I'm Manboy.
And I'm Hannah Terry. Go Brewers!
Thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Well, thank you.
Trivia Focus is provided by Dairyland Cycle Insurance, a Century Insurance company. To find a local Dairyland Cycle agent or get a quote, visit DairylandCycle.com or call 1-866-324-7952.
You're listening to Trivia on 90 FM, WWSP, Stevens Point. Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting Wisconsin's newest hard cider, Cider Boys Hard Cider, made by the Stevens Point Brewery. Bank local with Pinery's Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997, 3601 Main Street. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable, pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. And serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams.
The winner of the grocery bag giveaway from Triggs on Academy Drive, Stevens Point, for Hour 36 is Union Inn Shannon 5, but not in last. Once again, the winner of the grocery bag giveaway, Union Inn Shannon 5, but not in last. Team standings as of hour 35, top five in fifth place with 4,920 points is Freshly Squeezed. In fourth place with 5,405 points is Tin Man. In third place with 5,950 points is Ugly Undulating Uvulas. In second place with 5,970 points is Dad's Computers, 35 years of trivia. And in first place with 6,595 points is Festivus for the Rest of Us. And now here are the point values for questions in hour 35. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 35 points. Question 4 is worth 55 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. Question 8 is worth 50 points. Once again, the point values for hour 35. Question 1 is worth 20 points. Question 2 is worth 10 points. Question 3 is worth 25 points. Worth 55 points. Question 5 is worth 10 points. Question 6 is worth 20 points. Question 7 is worth 10 points. And question 8 is worth 50 points. We are now moving on to hour 37. Question 1. Metronome Magazine provided readers with little biographical sketches of various musicians. One musician was said to be a golfer who played mostly with Betty Davis and Oliver Hardy, owned two new Packards but would have gladly traded them for some spare ribs in Houston, Texas, and his favorite pastime was amusing audiences at rehearsals and never getting anything done. What is the first and last name of this musician? Once again, hour 37, question 1. Metronome Magazine provided readers with little biographical sketches of various musicians. One musician was said to be a golfer who played mostly with Betty Davis and Oliver Hardy, owned two new Packards, but would have gladly traded them for some spare ribs in Houston, Texas, and his favorite pastime was amusing audiences at rehearsals and never getting anything done. What is the first and last name of this musician?
And we are working on question 1 of hour 37. Metronome Magazine provided readers with little biographical sketches of various musicians. One musician was said to be a golfer who played mostly with Betty Davis and Oliver Hardy, owned two new Packards, but would have gladly traded them for some spare ribs in Houston, Texas. And his favorite pastime was amusing audiences at rehearsals and never getting anything done. What is the first and last name of this musician? Good luck.
You are the people doing life.
And phones down in the back. That is the end of question one of hour 37. Metronome Magazine provided readers with little biographical sketches of various musicians. One musician was said to be a golfer who played mostly with Betty Davis and Oliver Hardy, owned two new Packards but would have gladly traded them for some spare ribs in Houston, Texas, and his favorite pastime was amusing audiences at rehearsals and never getting anything done. What is the first and last name of this musician? The answer is Tommy Dorsey. Once again, the answer of question one of hour 37, Tommy Dorsey. Moving on to question two of hour 37. After 39 years of manufacturing dishwashers, a company built five pot washer models, which came with a guarantee that if you were not fully satisfied with its performance and you were the judge, the dealer would refund your money provided it was within 30 days of purchase. What is the name of this pot washer manufacturer? Once again, question two of hour 37. After 39 years of manufacturing dishwashers, a company built five pot washer models, which came with a guarantee that if you were not fully satisfied with its performance and you were the judge, the dealer would refund your money provided it was within 30 days of purchase. What is the name of this pot washer manufacturer? Good luck. Working on question two of hour 37. After 39 years of manufacturing dishwashers, a company built five pot washer models, which came with a guarantee that if you were not fully satisfied with its performance and you were the judge, the dealer would refund your money provided it was within 30 days of purchase. What is the name of this pot washer manufacturer? Good luck.
Money down. Picked up a boy.
That is the end of question number 2 of hour 37. After 39 years of manufacturing dishwashers, a company built 5 pot washer models, which came with a guarantee that if you were not fully satisfied with its performance and you were the judge, the dealer would refund your money provided it was within 30 days of purchase. What is the name of this pot washer manufacturer? The answer to question 2 of hour 37 is General Electric. Once again, the answer of question 2 of hour 37, General Electric. Moving on, question 3 of hour 37. A new coach was introduced to a fictional youth football team as a legendary high school running back that went by the nicknames Pound Cake and H-Train. What is the first and last name of this legendary high school player? Once again, question 3 of hour 37. A new coach was introduced to a fictional youth football team as a legendary high school running back that went by the nicknames Pound Cake and H-Train. What is the first and last name of this legendary high school football player? Good luck. Working on question 3 of hour 37, a new coach was introduced to a fictional youth football team as a legendary high school running back that went by the nicknames Pound Cake and H-Train. What is the first and last name of this legendary high school player?
girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings. And she starts trading her baby toys for boys. When that one shy little sleepy head learns about love and its lilt, you can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt as what to say. When a girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. When a girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings, and she starts trading her baby toys for boys, when that one shy little sleepy head learns about love and its lilt, you can bet that the change is more than from cotton to silk. If a miss wants to be kissed instead of cuddled, and to this you are in doubt as what to say. When a girl changes from Bobby socks to stockings, then she's old enough to give her heart away. Yes, she's old enough to give her heart away.
That does it for question three of hour 37. A new coach was introduced to a fictional youth football team as a legendary high school running back that went by the nicknames Poundcake and H-Train. What is the first and last name of this legendary high school player? The answer of question three of hour 37 is Doug Heffernan. Once again, the answer of question three of hour 37, Doug Heffernan. We're moving on to question four. It's board game time. To play a particular board game, rule number one is as follows. First player to spin boat goes first, and play continues clockwise. What is the name of this game? Once again, question four of hour 37. It's board game time. To play a particular board game, rule number one is as follows. First player to spin boat goes first, and play continues clockwise. What is the name of this game? Good luck.
A little rare.
And we are working on question 4 of hour 37. It's board game time. To play a particular board game, rule number 1 is as follows. First player to spin boat goes first and play continues clockwise. What is the name of this game? Good luck. Phones down. Phones down in the back. The answer of question 4 of hour 37, it's board game time. To play a particular board game, rule number 1 is as follows. First player to spin boat goes first and continues clockwise. And play continues clockwise, rather. What is the name of that game? The answer, H.R. Puffin Stuff. Once again, the answer of question 4 of hour 37, H.R. Puffin Stuff.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Bank local with the Pineries Bank, your locally owned and operated log cabin bank. Proud to serve the trivia community since 1997. 3601 Main Street. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. The University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point, creating a partnership for thriving communities. Vibrant, healthy, prosperous, sustainable Pointers. Visit uwsp.edu today. And Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department.
And moving on to question 5 of hour 37. Big screen character Ann Ashman declares her love for Tom Bowen, even suggesting marriage while on a walk down a busy London street. A double-deck London bus passes by with an advertisement on the side of the bus for a particular product. What is the name of that product? Once again, question 5 of hour 37. Big screen character Ann Ashman declares her love for Tom Bowen, even suggesting marriage while on a walk down a busy London street. A double-deck London bus passes by with an advertisement on the side of the bus for a particular product. What is the name of that product? Good luck. Makes me forget that. And we are working on question 5 of hour 37. Big screen character Anne Ashman declares her love for Tom Bowen, even suggesting marriage while on a walk down a busy London street. A double-deck London bus passes by with an advertisement on the side of the bus for a particular product. What is the name of that product? And phones down in the back. Put those phones down in the back. That is the end of question 5 of hour 37. Big screen character Anne Ashman declares her love for Tom Bowen, even suggesting marriage while on a walk down a busy London street. A double-deck London bus passes by with an advertisement on the side of the bus for a particular product. What is the name of that product? The answer is Old Cork Whiskey. Once again, the answer of question 5 of hour 37, Old Cork Whiskey. And now moving on to question 6 of hour 37. The managing editor of a major publication was reminiscing about an exclusive interview he had with a reclusive movie star. The interview was exclusive but brief as the star ran into him, stopped, looked up, and uttered one word, pardon. What is the first and last name of that star? Once again, question 6 of hour 37. The managing editor of a major publication was reminiscing about an exclusive interview he had with a reclusive movie star. The interview was exclusive but brief as the star ran into him, stopped, looked up, and uttered one word, pardon. What is the first and last name of that star? Good luck. working on question 6 of hour 37. The managing editor of a major publication was reminiscing about an exclusive interview he had with a reclusive movie star. The interview was exclusive but brief. As the star ran into him, stopped, looked up, and uttered one word, pardon. What is the first and last name of this star?
Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can. I'm gonna cruise her around the town. Show everybody what I found. Rock and roll with all my friends. Hoping the music never ends. Sky, hello blue. You can hold me when I hold you. It feels so right, can't be wrong. Rocking and rolling all week long. Hello, sunshine, goodbye, rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
And put those phones down and back. That is the end of question 6 of hour 37. The managing editor of a major publication was reminiscing about an exclusive interview he had with a reclusive movie star. The interview was exclusive but brief as the star ran into him, stopped, looked up, and uttered one word, pardon. What is the first and last name of that star? The answer to question 6 of hour 37 is Greta Garbo. Once again, the answer of question 6 of hour 37, Greta Garbo. Moving on to question 7 of hour 37. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the women's indoor high jump world record at 6 feet 8 and 3 quarters inches? Once again, question 7 of hour 37. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the women's indoor high jump world record at 6 feet 8 and 3 quarters inches? Good luck.
Just know you know you're
And we are working on question 7 of our 37. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the women's indoor high jump world record at 6 feet 8 and 3 quarters inches? Good luck.
I'd like to build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing and dance.
Phones down in the back. Phones down in the back. That is it for question 7 of our 37. What is the first and last name of the athlete who set the women's indoor high jump world record at 6 feet 8 and 3 quarters inches? The answer to question 7 of our 37 is Stefka Costa de Nova. Once again, the answer of question 7 of our 37, Stefka Costa de Nova. Moving on to question 8 of our 37. A famous director studied acting when in his teens and appeared with the New York Shakespeare Company. He had the pleasure of working with such stars as Ryan O'Neill and superstar Barbara Streisand. He claimed that he would give anything to work with two other famous actors. What are the first and last names of those two actors? Once again, question 8 of our 37. A famous director studied acting when in his teens and appeared with the New York Shakespeare Company. He had the pleasure of working with such stars as Ryan O'Neill and superstar Barbara Streisand. He claimed that he would give anything to work with two other famous actors. What are the first and last names of those two actors? Good luck!
I took my troubles down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a bag down a very potent vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a property chase. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said what you need is love potion number 9. She bent down and said,
And we are working on question 8 of hour 37. A famous director studied acting when in his teens and appeared with the New York Shakespeare Company. He had the pleasure of working with such stars as Ryan O'Neal and superstar Barbara Streisand. He claimed that he would give anything to work with two other famous actors. What are the first and last names of those two actors?
Shadows away, love. Walk right in and brought my sunniest day. One magic moment, and my heart seemed to know that love said hello. Though not a word was spoken, one look, and I forgot the gloom of the past. One look, and I had found my future at last. One look, and I had found a world completely new when love walked in with you.
Phones down in the back. Phones down, down, down. The answer of question 8 of hour 37. A famous director studied acting when in his teens and appeared with the New York Shakespeare Company. He had the pleasure of working with such stars as Ryan O'Neal and superstar Barbara Streisand. He claimed that he would give anything to work with two other famous actors. What are the first and last names of those two actors? The answer, Jimmy Stewart and Cary Grant. Once again, the answer of question 8 of hour 37. Jimmy Stewart and Cary Grant.
Funds for Trivia 44 have been made possible in part through a grant from Portesi Frozen Pizza and Cheese Fries. There are many pizzas, but only one Portesi. Available in your grocer's frozen food department. The Stevens Point Brewery, presenting new Cider Boys Peach County Hard Cider. Serving more than 1,500 school districts around the world, Skyward is proud to call Central Wisconsin home and happy to help bring you Trivia 44. Good luck, trivia teams. Ministry St. Michael's Hospital, creating a brighter future for the past 100 years. Proud to be part of the Stevens Point community at ministryhealth.org. And the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association, who remind you to buy local.
Good morning. With 90FM News, I'm Connor Godfrey. A man dressed as the Cookie Monster has been accused of shoving a 2-year-old in New York Times Square and has been charged with endangering the welfare of a child. Queens resident Osvaldo Quiroz Lopez was arrested Sunday afternoon. He was arraigned Monday on charges including aggressive begging. He didn't enter a plea. A Connecticut family posed for a photo with the man dressed as a Sesame Street character. Police said he demanded $2, but the family refused to pay. A criminal complaint says the man shoved the toddler and yelled obscenities at the family. Quiroz Lopez has no prior arrests. His lawyer hasn't returned a message seeking comment. In December, a performer dressed as Super Mario Brother was accused of groping a woman in Times Square. His case is pending. I'll have a look at Central Wisconsin weather after this.
Funds for this trivia newscast have been provided in part through a grant from the Stevens Point Animal Hospital on Highway 10 East, with over 30 years of care to pets and their owners. Our compassionate staff provides quality medicine and surgery to help you with all your small animal concerns. Now offering ultrasound. What's up, Doc?
In central Wisconsin weather, it is cloudy with a 50% chance of rain. It's 30 degrees outside. All of the top five teams, the point values from Hour 36, and question one of Hour 38 of Trivia 44 after Trivia Focus.
Where's the Trivia Focus? There's always supposed to be a Trivia Focus.
Hello?
Hello. Hey, Doc. This is Manboy from 90FM and
Dan Neckar.
Would you like to do a Trivia Focus?
Sure.
What's your team name?
Oh, gosh, you had to start with a hard question. We are the Beer Pigs.
How did your team get their name?
Hired a million monkeys, and they pegged for a while, and that's what we got.
What's your team's greatest weakness?
Our greatest weakness would probably be beer and pork.
Strength?
Fine ales and bacon.
Give me your best Porky the Pig impersonation.
That's awful.
Summarize this year's contest in three words.
Trivia hurts bad.
You follow Bugs Bunny deep into his rabbit hole. Where do you end up?
Sounds very uncomfortable, Bugs. I would assume Albuquerque.
What is the Roadrunner really saying when he says meep, meep?
You can't put that on the radio.
What's your team's slogan?
Ventilation, ventilation, ventilation.
How many clicks does it take to get to the center of the internet?
37.
And when you get there, what do you find?
37 more clicks.
What Looney Tune character best describes your team and why?
Okay, we are pigs. You know that, right? So I'd have to say Daffy Duck.
Okay.
Describe the scent of your headquarters.
You know that smell when you have a pig out in the rain?
Yeah.
It smells nothing like that.
Forget the complaint line. It's time for the confession line. Tell us what you've always wanted to say to Oz.
Thanks for that first place trophy.
What's the tastiest radio station on this side of the cafeteria?
The best damn radio station in the nation. WWSB 90FM.
For Trivia Focus, I'm Manboy. And with Dan Neckar, thank you for playing Trivia 44.
Trivia Focus is provided by Century Insurance, serviced locally by Point Insurance. Free, no-obligation reviews of your home, auto, and life insurance needs